Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's midday interview. We're going to be hearing today all about the designer showcase that has been created as a benefit for the Arts Council of Wilmington and New Hanover County. And here to tell us about it is Rhonda Bellamy, the Executive Director of the Arts Council. And Annie Gray Johnston is here as well. Annie Gray is the Vice Chair of the Board of Directors for the Arts Council. So thank you both for coming today.
Thank you so much for having us, Jamila.
We're happy to be here.
So this is the first designer showcase, which makes me think you're planning on doing it again, hoping that it's going well.
It is going very well. We had our opening weekend preview party on Friday night, public tours on Saturday and Sunday. We will continue this week with a Thursday through Sunday run, and again next week a Thursday through Sunday run. So we're actually at the very beginning of this.
Right, and it's 11 to 6 every day.
11 to 6 on the days that we're open, again, okay. Thursday through Sunday runs.
Right. Tell us where the house is and describe it for us.
The house is located at 1909 Gillette Drive and overlooks the 14th hole of the Cape Fear Country Club Golf Course, a beautiful estate anchored by a 5,000 square foot Georgian that was designed by Charlie Boney for the Sprunt family, and just a wonderful grounds, not a bad view anywhere in the neighborhood, actually. And we're just so pleased that they were able to share their home with us and allow designers who wanted to benefit the Arts Council to come into the home and really transform it inside and out.
Is the Sprunt family still living there?
They're out of the house, and that was empty, so we thought we'd do this before we put on the market. So it's a great way to see a transformed space.
I wondered, because I thought, gosh, this family's having their home redecorated. What if they don't like it?
No. You know? Well, they definitely love it. Both of my parents were there and they loved it. Mm-hmm. And there's not a bad room in the house. It's 14 rooms and they're absolutely spectacular. And even though we didn't require the designs to be similar, the house flows beautifully.
Each of the rooms
complements the other room beside it.
Now, is each room taken by an individual designer or by a design group?
But either. They're certified designers. Each have their own space, you know, from the kitchen to the living room, bedrooms, and each space is spectacular.
And it has its own personality. Every room has its own personality. Mm-hmm.
And yet there's a flow.
There's a flow.
It's wonderful. Has there been exterior work as well?
We've fluffed up the house and we did some yard work and did some plantings, but it's just a beautiful house and the designers have done such an extraordinary job. And it's been a delight for me personally to get to know these designers and see how hard they worked. And it's just, I'm so proud. I feel like I've done the work, which of course I have not.
Now, when did the work on the home begin? How long did it take to prepare for opening the home to the public?
We had a juried process. And in January, we had designers submit concept boards for what they liked to do in each of the rooms. And then a design committee came back and looked at these. These were anonymous entries. They were assigned numbers. So we didn't even know which names were attached to these projects.
That's wise.
And our event chair, Meg Caswell, who was the season 6 winner of Design Star on HGTV and host of Meg's Great Rooms, oversaw that entire selection process. And so we're pleased with what we finally came up with. And it's just wonderful.
And Meg, she did a room herself, which is extraordinary. She had the dining room, and it's so fun to see how each person
came. Talk about that a little bit. Just tell us about the dining room.
Well, all of the trim in the house was like, you know, that Williamsburg green, which is not my taste, but each person did their own trim color, and she painted the trim chocolate brown with hot pink walls, which sounds crazy, but it's fabulous. The way it comes together, you definitely have to have that brain to come up with something so crazy, but it's gorgeous.
And in answer to your question about how long the process took, we announced the designers that were selected in mid-February, and they began in earnest maybe the first or second week of April. And so we were talking about, you know, 3-4 weeks max that they had to work on these projects.
If you're just joining us, you're hearing Rhonda Bellamy, the Executive Director of the Arts Council of Wilmington and New Hanover County. Annie Gray Johnston as well, the Vice Chair of the Board of Directors for the Arts Council. We're talking about the Designer Showcase that runs tomorrow through May 18th. It's Thursday through Sunday for two long weekends, 11 to 6 each day. The home is at 1909 Gillette Drive, overlooking the 14th hole of the Cape Fear Country Club Golf Course. And architect Charlie Boney created that house. It's owned by the Sprunt family. So how did the idea of this showcase came up? Who came up with that? And
I visited Charleston last year and noted that their symphony actually has a designer show house as it, one of its fundraisers each year. And having always loved interior design myself, I thought this is something we can do. As an arts council, it's very difficult for us to find those types of things that don't conflict with what's being done by our constituents. And so no one was doing a designer show house, and we said this is going to be it for us.
Now, how will the funds be used, Rhonda? What's going on with the Arts Council right now?
We have so much going on.
On
Friday, the opening day of our show house, or at least for the preview party, we installed four out of five pieces of public sculpture through our pedestrian art program. As you know, we coordinate the fourth Friday gallery walk, representing about 15 galleries in the Central Business District and beyond here in downtown Wilmington. We administer the grass Roots and Regional Artist Project grants and are the pass-through for the North Carolina Arts Council. And of course, we support our arts organizations by facilitating collaborations and communication. So we've got a lot going on.
I know you do. And you're the full-time director, Rhonda.
I am.
Are there other staff members that are paid now that are working with you, or is it largely volunteer? How's that working?
Well, it's a combination. We have certainly a lot of volunteers and had need of and still have need of docents for the show house because we have so many spaces and we want each room to have someone assigned to it. And so we're still looking for docents in that respect. But I do have a few part-timers that assist me as needed.
That's great. Again, the hours for the Designer Show House are Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 6, this weekend and next. The tickets are $20 in advance or $25 at the door. You can go to artswilmington.org to get your tickets in advance. Now, it's not handicapped accessible. It is a two-story home, mm-hmm. and probably not all the hallways are wide enough for wheelchairs, and maybe even the entrance isn't accessible. I'm not sure.
Unfortunately, not.
Not really. Okay. One other thing I wanted to mention, on some of the days there are food trucks that will be there.
Yes.
When is that happening?
We have the schedule on our website,
okay.
which is artswilmington.org, and what the food truck schedule is, I can't recall. Right.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we have Trolley Stop, we have Catch, we have Flaming Amy's, and the traditional food trucks there at sporadic times throughout the course of the run.
Wonderful. How has the neighborhood reacted to having this designer show house in the midst of everything?
I made a point to speak to the close neighbors to make sure, and they're enthusiastically appreciative of the event because they support the Arts Council, and it's a fun thing. And just with Wilmington, so many neighborhoods have movies going on in their neighborhood, so luckily having mm-hmm. a lot of cars in the neighborhood shows progress and things going on in a good way for our community.
Right. And this property actually ends up dead ends. And so, we're in the middle of something.
And we've been having golf carts shuttle people. So if they have to park far away, we bring them right up to the front door. So even though it's not handicap access, you don't have to walk far if you have a bad parking place.
Oh, that's interesting. That's helpful, too. That I imagine that helps the neighborhood not mm-hmm. having a lot of cars parked in front of all the houses. So mm-hmm. that's good. So where do people park?
At the end of Gillette Drive, we have people directing them. It's easy to find where to park.
Okay. Wow. It sounds like it's very well organized.
Well-oiled machine, I'll tell you. One of the reasons why it is so well-oiled is because we have a great events coordinator, Linda Upperman-Smith, who has handled all of the logistics for it, and she's just done a marvelous job and made our jobs a lot easier.
She should have run for something yesterday, because whatever she's run, she'd be great at whatever she did.
Thinking that stuff through ahead of time is just so crucial, so you aren't there in the last moment going, oh my God, what do we do with all these people who showed up and there's no place for them to park?
Which is what would have happened if we hadn't had Linda.
But she anticipated everything along the way, and we're really, really pleased with what she's done with this, and in addition to Meg Caswell, our event chair.
We have a minute or two left. What else would you like to tell us about the Designer Show House at 1909 Gillette Drive that's open this weekend and next, or anything else that's going on with the Arts Council?
Again, we have some of the finest local designers going in and giving their interpretations. You're going to find a lot of different personalities in these spaces and hopefully be inspired. This is Mother's Day weekend, a wonderful opportunity to take mothers out to this property and inspire them to do something in their own spaces.
And we also encouraged each of the designers to use local art. So the house is full of local New Hanover County art. So that's another reason to come see beautiful works. And everything in the house, including the house, is available for purchase. The furniture,
the art.
And we've sold a lot of stuff.
I wondered because I know the designers are giving their time for
mm-hmm.
this. But
I
thought, well, how were all the furnishings purchased?
Great exposure for the designers. Last weekend they had the Habitat for Humanity event, which was fabulous. And so this this is continuing on, giving these designers the advertisement that they deserve for their hard work.
And certainly a major part of the creative economy here in New Hanover County. And so we're pleased to meld art and design in a very unique way for our first designer show house.
It sounds great. It sounds like it's already successful, and hopefully it will be very successful this weekend and next. The first designer show house runs Thursday through Sunday this weekend and next, 11 to 6 each day. The home is at 1909 Gillette Drive, backing up on the 14th hole of the Cape Fear Country Club. You can get directions to the house. You can buy your tickets in advance. You can read about when the food trucks are going to be there, all by going to this website, artswilmington.org. Rhonda Bellamy, Annie Gray Johnston, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having us,
as always.
This is WHQR.